Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I'm Dr. Bree. This is going to be a show that's so personal for me to do. I'm going to be talking about my own personal journey in the last couple months of healing things I had no idea that was going to happen. When I started breaking out, you know, on my face, the emotional body was acting up. Obviously, it hit the spiritual, the emotional, physical, mental, and boy, did it hit the mental. I actually wrote to Dr. Pat that I'm done. I can't do this no more. I can't be me. And luckily enough, she put me on sabbatical and gave me a month off. And I'm very thankful. And, you know, the thing about it is when I think back on how it all happened, I was able to realize, okay, I didn't heal everything I thought I healed. And with this new energy, which is ancient energy, it was actually ancient things that were coming forward that I had to look at. So today is my very special guest, Dr. Pat. Hi.
It's great to be here. It's so fun. I love sabbatical. I think I'm going to put myself on sabbatical now.
I'm telling you, it was great because when you did that, I was able to lay back on my couch and feel things that were going on, right? And I was listening to Ted Winslow's music that he's done. And I was listening and I was going, what is going on? And I even went so far to have a session with Kahu Fred Sterling out of Hawaii. And he channels a seven-dimensional being, Master Guy Curiel, even to find out what's happening with me. I wanted to know. And what I found out was I have been holding so much energy of love for others that I forgot about myself. That's number one thing. And then I found out I had to face a past life that I didn't know about.
Right.
I found out I had a daughter in another lifetime many centuries ago. And that she was a ninth level angel, which they call the God angels. But during the year this happened, this child would not have survived the planet at all. And I guess I had known ahead of time. So the very next day, I was in meditation. And before I could even get fully into meditation, I had to watch the scene of me aborting the child and why. And I thought I had taken care of everything. I faced all my shadow sides. And I didn't. And as healers and teachers, and we're out here on the radio and we're talking about what we do, I thought it was really important that our audience knows that we go through the same things. Because it was not an easy journey. It wasn't. And it's something that I don't regret. I regret my actions, like writing the letter saying I quit. You know? But I don't regret what happened to me and everything I had to look at. There was things in my family I had to look at with my husband and my son that's gone on. There's things I had to look at of why did I this follow me even? And I found out it followed me where I could do the journey of the ancient knowledge now in the pure goddess of light that I get.
Yeah.
So when this happened to me, this was during the Avalon times. I will give that much out. And it was hard to know that. But I did find out one thing. She has been an angel with me in all my lifetimes and watching over me.
Yeah.
But when you crash and burn like that, it's so necessary. Because I remember you and others have told me about health problems.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it almost came to that point, but it was more of a mental problem. I'm tired. You know, and it wasn't physical, but it was hitting all the parts. So as I was going on with these healings and staying weeks on the couch and just doing things and, you know, spending time with friends or whatever I could, and I really didn't see anybody that much. So I was like going, what else do I need to heal? And every time I kept coming up, it was more stuff from different times that I thought I healed on those shadow sides. So this is what happened. I got in the bathtub. I took the journey of healing. And I said, I want all of my power back. And before I got fully into meditation, I watched myself come forward with my own energy, bringing my power back to myself. Incredible, huh? I've never seen it.
You know, I think that, you know, it's interesting. I get this article this morning, and it's from a guy that just wrote a book on the idea that, news flash, everyone, that positivity starts on the inside, right? I mean, we've been hearing about positivity, and, you know, and the article introducing his book talked about that. What it doesn't say, though, is that if there ain't no room on the inside for positivity to be in, then you got to clear out the closets of your own psyche. I mean, if there's no space up there for positivity, you can be doing all the positivity work you want, mm-hmm. and it's not going to be able to get in. So what you're talking about, when I hear it, it's a cleansing, right. And many layers of cleansing that many people don't even know that they've been invited to do. And see, I really see this as you getting an invitation to take that next step in that next level of being, right? Don't you think?
That's very true. I finally woke up today in the best mood that I haven't felt in a long time, you know, over the last couple of months, and go, I can do this. I'm back. Typed up a bunch of shows real quick. I'm back. But I found out I had to go through those steps to get back. You know, it wasn't just that this is a gift and these are your abilities. Use them correctly. So yesterday I had a call because I have been, you know, emotionally out of it. And I had a call that somebody needed some help with some energy work. And I couldn't do it. I was like, what the heck? What's wrong? Why can't I do this? I have the angels. I have all my guides, the goddesses there with me, right? I'm going, oh, and I hear my mom saying love. And I had to put all my thoughts into my heart chakra, get it in there. And then I was able to do the work I needed to do.
Yeah, I mean,
and I had to learn to love myself again in one day.
Well, let me ask you a question about that, because I think people are hearing that, you know, this idea of having to love themselves. The question that I would ask you is, do we ever really not love ourselves? And if we do not love ourselves, then how does it show up?
I think that we always really do love ourselves, but there are times that we forget we love ourselves, and that's part of the ego, and I know that happened with me. And so it can show up in the physical. It can show up through your mental state. It can throw up your actions to others. I'm a prime example of that one. You know, it's just things can happen where we do not show that we love ourselves. We're actually hurting ourselves more than others by that way.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that was so interesting is that when you talked about the notion of, okay, I can't do this anymore, the idea of I can't do this anymore, the thing that I love about it is you actually had the option of not doing this. And I want to ask you about that, because the people listening to the show, everybody's got a this. We all have one. You know, I can't do this anymore, or I can't do that anymore. Everybody has one. We have a this and we have a that. And, you know, we have to figure out what that is that's going to push us to that break-even point. You know, it's like my mom used to say, what's going to be your straw, Pat? You know, what's going to be the straw that literally breaks your back? And, you know, I always used to think, Bree, that was like the weirdest expression. You know, the straw that broke the camel's back. What?
Right.
I don't even understand it. But don't you think it is the idea of piling so much on, not clearing anything out, but just keep piling it on. And the soul goes, OMG, could you let some air out of this a little bit?
I know for me, I was stuffing all my feelings down inside through years. And it doesn't matter if it's past life or this present. You know, there are things in the present lifetime that are stuffing down inside. It had to come out. If you're saying the thing, what thing? We all have this thing.
It's a this or a that.
We have it.
We got the thing. We got that one thing, but mm-hmm. It changes.
Right. So for me, it was facing things at home, facing things with myself, what I needed to change about myself. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but I had to learn that I had to forgive myself. You know, and by forgiving yourself, you're loving yourself.
Right.
And that's where a lot of people make that mistake. They say, well, just because you forgive yourself doesn't mean you love yourself. But you have to love yourself enough to forgive others also. Mm-hmm. If you can forgive others, you can forgive yourself. And that was one important thing I had to learn. You know, I kept saying, I cannot take care of a plant. I have three plants growing now. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I can grow plants now. That's it's exciting. It's like, I can do this now. That was one of the things that I couldn't do before that I took care of now. It's, you know, bleeding hearts and lavenders and a kind of a carnation plant. But that was a big thing for me. So that's one of the things. But this was, I can handle this now. I can take care, I can be me now again. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more to the story that we'll come back after the break and talk about.
Yeah, I want to know, what was it that was in there that needed to be let free?
I had to let myself free. I had to release all the feelings that I was holding on to probably since the age of 5. Uh-huh. Being as sensitive as I am to everybody, and you know I get sensitive, right? Uh-huh. And I was holding so much stuff in me. But when we come back, we'll talk more about that, more with Dr. Pat.
Sounds good.
And so, Fire Radio.
Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, GAIA.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
At a crossroads in your life, in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action in discovering your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Dr. Pat, while we're on break, we talked about a couple personal items. So I'm going to bring it up. I was talking about stuffing all of my feelings. Since the age of 9, when I was molested, I stuffed those feelings. I was threatened not to tell my mom, you know, by another person. So I didn't tell my mom. It happened. And that's where the stuffing started.
Yeah. But, well, don't you think, Bree, though, the stuffing is also, and we so often really gloss by this point.
Right.
It's not just the stuffing. It's somebody usually of respect or, you know, somebody that is usually an elder who invites you to keep a secret.
Correct.
And there we go. That starts the entire motion of what happens when we are molested, when we are abused, and we have this secret that we keep.
Right.
So it's not just stuffing, you know, what you know or how you went about it, but energetically, now you're the keeper of a secret.
Right. And what I wasn't able to release that secret till I was in my 40s.
Yeah.
It took that long. I mean, I talked to counselors. I went and got help and stuff. But to my mother, I could not release that for a very long time. But, you know, the rage that built up inside. And it was nothing but protection.
Uh-huh.
So either you gain weight or you lose weight or you become an extrovert or an introvert. You do one or the other, right? So for me, obviously it was gaining weight. You know, that was my way of handling it. And I realized that this weekend, everything came to a head. Things came to a head in my home. And I'm going to tell you what.
What does that look like? What does it mean like when, because everybody has a different view of what it means to, when something comes to a head, right?
Right.
I have a friend that throws her glasses at her husband. So that's one thing.
Okay,
but what did it mean for you?
For me, when it came to a head, when everything hit me and I had released everything energetically, past life, then the present came and it hit. And that's my home life. People I'm dealing with now, things that I couldn't say. And I'm going to tell you what, Pat, I don't know what it was, but I've been married for 15 years and everything that I kept quiet came flying out of my mouth to my husband and my stepson, what I thought, how I felt about being disrespected. And I love my husband and my stepson very much, but you know, we hold things in as women. We'd rather sometimes not be harsh and say, this is how I feel. But they got to hear how I felt for 2 days. You know, it wasn't the nicest thing. You know, it was like, I'm going to lay and take it and have a nap. And I wake up and do you want some dinner? No, I don't want any dinner. Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? I'm still mad after taking a nap. Right. But you know, the thing is I have to say this, they did honor and respect my feelings. You know, and as goddesses, we talk about, we have to honor and respect that. We may not like it, but we honor and respect each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband, he said he was going to tune in and listen to this. So sorry, honey, but, you know, it had to come out. You know, my show's about speaking truth and being your true authentic self. And if I can't admit I lost my temper, took several hot baths, meditated, cried, called a friend and talked to her on the phone for a long time. You know, did whatever I had to do to get through it. So between the present and now, you know, and the past and the present, and adding it all together in 1 month, that was a tough one.
Yeah. So the question I want to ask you is, why now?
The newest
question
that's
coming up
now.
You know what I mean? Why not a month ago, or why not a year from now? You know, why this time? What is it about this time?
We are accelerating in the ascension so fast that people think, oh, we're just at the fifth light right now. They call it fifth dimension. It's actually the fifth light. We're at the fifth light right now. No, the sixth is right behind us. We're accelerating, raising our spiritual vibrations so fast. And some of us have to go through it months ahead of time that other people won't probably go through this till maybe November or December.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are some of us that get it early.
Well, what is it? What is it that's happening energetically? What should the people listening know about this? Because I don't think you and I are kind of alone in this little creepy, crawly feeling, right?
No.
No.
No. So here's the thing. People have been calling me, I'm not getting clients. Right now, during this ascension that's happening, we're like at a stagnant in a way. And all of a sudden it's going to, like a lotus flower, open up. And so some of us that are feeling that energy, that are very sensitive to energy, astrologers don't even have this out right now. Vortexes are getting ready to open up right now. All these things are happening, mm-hmm. and you're not going crazy. You're not alone. But yes, we can definitely feel very lonely inside. And have been in a room with 100 people and still be alone. You know, but here's the thing. Energetically, and what's happening is a lot of us that are leaders, and you may not think you're a leader because you don't have a radio show or you haven't written a book. You know, we are all leaders. We're all guardians of this planet. That's what Goddess stands for, Guardians of Development Societies. We're here to get ourselves together for the shifting that's happening on the planet now, right in the middle of the great shift. And this is kind of like a test. Are we going to make it or not? Of course we're going to make it, you know. But people say, oh, well, you know, you don't know if you're going to make it or not. Now, is this really true? But would we be shifting this much energetically? Would I have been thrown on my back and had to lay for a month and just take care of myself and not do nothing? I had to face things so I could help others, just like you have and everybody else.
Yeah. What do you think the whole facing ourselves is about? What is this preparation towards?
Honestly, what I believe is so we can be our true authentic selves, and all the hurt and the burdens that we carried for ourselves or others that we're able to release, so we can help others evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. no way can we help others evolve unless we don't face our own stuff first.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. You know, there's no question about it.
I know.
But, you know, that's a lesson that goes way back in time, right? We know this from ancient times about moms that take care of themselves strong and make themselves strong enough to mm-hmm. take care of their family in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. I know my mom was the same way. You know, she did what she had to do to make herself strong. I asked my mom one time, you know, why she had said a certain statement. And she said, and she stuck to the statement. She was not going to release it no matter what. And she was right, but it's a real personal one. But she just said, my word is my bond. And if I did not keep my word, I could not teach you to be the goddess you are today.
Mm. And what was the thing you learned? What would you say if you had to reflect back? What are some of the top things you learned from your mom? Because I think both you and I have really strong, you know, goddess mothers, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
What did you learn?
My mom taught me to stay in my light no matter what happens. No matter what happens, where it happens, to stay in your goddess light. And if you have to excuse yourself away from people and go in a room and cry, or talk to spirit, or talk to the goddess, do it, but stay in your goddess light no matter what. Mm-hmm. And even yelling, believe it or not, is staying in your goddess light as long as you are not. Please don't hit your husbands. Don't throw things, because that's not going to make you feel any better.
Yeah. You know what? There is a scene, Bree, from this upcoming Wonder Woman movie that's actually out today.
Oh, cool.
There's a scene, and the grand of all grand, you know, goddess princesses says to, you know, one of the warrior goddesses, you must train her harder than you've ever trained anyone before, right? I mean, this is the movie. You must train her harder than anyone you've trained before. I mean, think about that. Don't you think that somewhere your mom was like, I got to train Bree harder than, yeah, like that.
You know what? That's something she said to me. She mm-hmm. when I was young, she goes, you're different. I need to teach you in a different way than your sister or your brother. And she did teach me in a different way. And if it wasn't for some of the things that she taught me, and being a medium, I was lucky because I was able to hear her during this time and talk to her. And along with getting help from other people, the one thing that she would remind me is love. Mm-hmm. To always stay in love with myself. So you know, the sticky notes went up. I love myself for a couple days. You know, that happened.
But isn't there a misconception about that, Bree? Isn't there a misconception in the world that if we love ourselves, if we're all, I know I grew up with this as, you know, a 60s kid, right? You know, if you are this love child, then you shouldn't be marching on Washington like we did. And no, that's not true.
No.
Right? Isn't that, though, you know, we end up explaining ourselves ad nauseum to people.
Right. No, standing up for what you believe in is very important. And there's times that I haven't. And that's what caused breakdown. Mm. And to me, it was a breakdown. Other people was like, I really took a month off. But you know, it was a breakdown as well as I do. It's just that it had to happen. And I will firmly stand in my goddess light, and I will firmly say I needed help. I got the help from other healers and people that were with me to be able to help me. And I will continue to work on this. We'll talk more about this and just when we come back. Thank you.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's Silver, G-A-I-A.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to start off with something kind of hard right now. I'm going to go back to the year 500. And that is when I realized I aborted a child and gave him back to the God Creator, Source, Spirit, whatever you'd like to call her, him, or her, however you want to say that, Father, Mother, God. Here's the thing. When I faced that and realized I had the memory of losing a daughter. But when I found out that evening by having the session with Master Greg Curiel that I actually, he said it nicely, gave back the child to God. And you, I listened to the tape. You can hear me just gasp, like, I did what, you know? And when I had to watch that in meditation, I didn't even get fully into meditation. It was like all of a sudden I had to watch me in the woods aborting a child. Such pain came from me and through me. And an angel showed up a few months ago, a new one I was assigned, and she had blue. I found out her name is Charmelle, and she was my daughter. And that's the daughter I sent back. And she's been watching me over my lifetimes. And she said, forgive yourself. I wasn't ready. And I may not have been ready, but the pain is still there knowing what I did. I don't know if I took black co-wash and mixed a bunch of stuff. I don't know. That's, you know, we think of that first, right?
Yeah.
But I had to face that pain, but I forgave myself. And I understood she wouldn't have survived. The ninth level angels are being born in the last, 5 to 10 years on the planet now, if that. You know, and like I said, they're called God angels. But so I had to face that one. And when I was doing that, my husband at the time was there, and, you know, other goddesses were around me and helping me go through it so I could face that it was okay and to let go. So if you imagine stuffing that since the year 500, and that's the year I wanted to use, it was in the 500s, but, you know, stuffing that from that long a time. So then I went and I said, okay, I need to do a bunch more healing work. So I did some more healing work on me just to get me through that, right, Pat? And what I did is I thought, I'm going to do a soul retrieval. I need to bring that part of my soul back to me.
Yeah.
So I went and laid on my bed, and I'm starting to do prana breathing, bringing the golden particles, you know, getting them into the heart chakra and all out around me. And all my guides and guardians were in the room with me. And I called upon, you know, Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Raphael and Neophael and Sandoval. I mean, I was calling upon everybody, right? And I knew this was going to be a tough one. And at least that's what I thought. So in soul retrieval, we do an equal exchange, an energy, a ball of light or something, right? So I'm getting this all ready, and I'm breathing, I'm getting down. And the next thing I know, like I had told you, I'm walking up toward myself. And I took that power back. Then there was a time, and then they showed me another time for the during the time that of another lifetime. And that was late 500s. There was a part I thought I healed of my shadow side. Here's what I didn't do, though. I had to walk, and I was scared. I had fear in me, but in meditation, I did it. And I can, and I'm proud of myself because I never thought I would. I had to walk up to, I turned to a dark being. And I had to walk, they said, you need to walk toward her, yourself, her. There's another name. I walked toward her. Next thing I know is I hugged her and she came into me. And the next thing I know was we're running through this field. It looks like pansies, right?
Yeah.
Without the yellow in the middle, all white, and running through this field. And next thing I know is I'm coming back and she's all healed inside of me now. I healed it, but I didn't bring that part of that soul of me back. Could you imagine that, leaving a part of you out there that you didn't, you just hanging out there?
Well, don't you think, though, that, you know, the idea of leaving it out there, you know, it's an interesting idea. I had this thought with myself today over something. And, you know, I think about the things just like you described that I believe I left behind. But yet what I now know about that is they are the pieces of me that no longer want to come with me anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like, when are you going to let me go, Pat? And so here we think we've got all this letting go to do when those part of us that no longer serve a purpose, and I think this is where the pain comes from you're describing. Mm-hmm. It's like we're carrying these things with us that literally don't want to come anymore. And they're trying to get our attention. And they're trying to say, you don't need me anymore. You don't need me anymore.
And that's what happened. I was freed.
Mm-hmm.
By bringing her back in, I was healed. You know, it wasn't that it was a hard thing or bad, right? It was just that we healed together, and now that is gone. And it's right. I don't need it anymore. I don't have to hold on to it, knowing what I did in that lifetime anymore, that because I was physically hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and emotionally hurt, a dark side of me took over. And that can happen with any of us. So not just in a past life, but in the present. And so when I was letting everything just go out of me this month and over the weekend, and what a Memorial Day weekend I had, let me tell you. And if they did fireworks on Memorial Day, it would have been at my house, let me tell you. You know, but it's not that I'm bragging about it, because I'm really not proud of my behavior, but my husband, you know, honored and respected what I had to say. And we have a ways to go, because there's some emotional things we have to work on too, right?
Yeah.
It's just not one sided where my marriage is concerned either. But, you know, there's things that he has to look at, but he's honored and respected everything that I said. And that's important. And that's in the God's sight. If you don't behave this way, by anybody not behaving this way, is not of being in light, period.
Yeah.
You know, and the energy right now is forcing us to look at these things about ourselves.
Yeah, we're doing this show live on Facebook, and you know, and this is a welcoming all of you all that are watching on Facebook and those that are actually listening on TTR. And what's interesting is when we do something like this in social media, it's not exempt from all of the other posts that are happening, although it takes a forefront, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this idea of letting go is really a struggle for people because they're going through their own level of emotional turmoil about events in the world.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that's a hard one. I think it's, you know, so above, so below, you know, but we just don't know how to connect those energies, mm-hmm. yet they affect each other.
Correct.
I don't care how many television channels you turn off, at some level, there's an energy that can hit you. Mm-hmm. The question really is now, Bree, I mean, what does the healing serve? You know, what's the purpose of the healing for your future? You see?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question because I can look at this camera and looking at you and I can say, I love myself today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For who I am. I'm not worried anymore about the 30 pounds. I'm not worried about this or that. Oh, however mm-hmm. I'm to be. You know, we're all goddesses. We're all guardians of developing societies. And no matter what's happening out in the world right now, politically, and there's always a reason that some of us don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A grand design is being met. And maybe it's forcing everything to come out in the open right now. Each one of us. I see on social media right now, people that I would never expect to say some of the stuff they're saying, you know, in the metaphysical world. I want to say it that way. My friends aren't talking that way, but it's coming on the metaphysical world. They're trashing this president or that congressman or whatever, right? This is how I really want to just say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm going, wow, is it something that we need to look at ourselves about?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something being mirrored that we're not seeing? You know, and so it's not that I'm saying it's okay, but I think if everybody could love yourselves, you stop being in fear.
Yeah, I think that there are two real points to what you're saying that I hope we didn't talk about when we come back,
mm-hmm.
is that there just because you are in the spiritual community, in the metaphysical community that you just talked about, right?
Right.
It doesn't mean that there isn't anything to do, because if that were true, the Dalai Lama would just kind of sit wherever the Dalai Lama sits,
right,
and never get out, and we'd never see the Pope. We never
right.
gonna, you know, we never take a look at him, or you know, some of these people that have spiritual and religious influence over the planet, they'd be hiding somewhere that we probably couldn't find them. The question is, how do we blend the energies of love and action? See, that's the question, isn't
it? So let's talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Pat, during the break, you were telling me what's going on. Can you explain that again? Because my heart is just like pounding that they're polluting the earth right now.
Well, I felt the irony of us having a conversation and talking about the goddess and talking about your experience and talking about, you know, what, 500 years, and the, you know, simultaneously I'm getting messages on my personal email, like Facebook account, which, you know, isn't so personal, I guess. and people are enraged about the fact that we have now decided we have a different perspective on climate and, you know, what's happening to the earth. And that was the, these are the posts that are coming in simultaneous to the show. And they're not so nice. I mean, they're things like, you know, that SOB, he did it. And so how do we, now this is anger. And the question always is, and this is a tough one. The question always is, what is anger that serves and what is anger that doesn't? Because I got to tell you, one of my favorite stories to talk about and like hear the preachers talk about when the preachers talk about this is Jesus hopping on that mule and riding through the sacred temple. And so what did that mean? He didn't love himself? Did that, what that mean? That I don't think that's what that did not mean.
No,
that was an activist action.
Correct.
So what did that mean? Did that mean Jesus did not love himself, or did he love people more? What did that mean? See, this is where the dilemma is for us. This is why we each have to figure it out.
So I'm going to tell you something. So as you just brought up going through the temple, and automatically I'm thinking about when he threw the table over for the tax collector.
That's right.
Right? You know, I'm sorry, but taking care of the planet and taking care of those people, having that anger, there's nothing wrong with it. Those are boundaries. Those are saying, I've had enough. I'm not doing this no more. I have a right to be me, or I have a right to say how I feel about the situation. But there's a difference between standing in your truth, and that's what you're doing right there by saying, being an activist and standing in your truth, than being violent and being in fear. There's two, it's almost a catch 22.
It is tricky. It's tricky.
It's very tricky. So standing in your truth and being that activist that I am, even for, especially for the planet, you know that, you know, I talk about giving the stone back to the planet, the $200 crystal you just bought, go give it back, you know, whatever. But, and people on the planet and how we should be taking care of it and blessing the land that we walk on. And thanking her for you know, allowing us to be on the earth with her and she's, as our mother. But, you know, when Jesus did go through that temple, you know, it's like he was setting a forefront. He was setting a stage of saying, you can be positive. You can be the person you are and protect the planet and protect people and stand in your light. That's
well, I gotta, you know, I mean, I think what you're talking about goes back to the lessons that your mother taught you and my mother taught me. And I will tell you that, you know, my mom was clearly a woman that you just don't mess with.
Yeah, I mean,
there's just something about that. You know, you're not going to be in public with her and say something nasty about a person of color. That isn't going to happen.
Uh-uh.
You're not going to do that. You're not going to make fun of somebody that perhaps, you know, you may look at and in your own judgmental mind think is less than you. You're not going to do that. That's not going to happen in front of her. And, you know, she survived Hurricane Andrew, and you're not going to tell her the climate ain't changing. So we know this about, you know, she's watching now, right?
Right.
You know, we're not going to tell the people down there in the Gulf Coast that, you know, wait a minute, fasten your seatbelt, tornadoes in New Jersey now. But you got to figure out what action are you called to take? And are you called to take it in a way where you can still love yourself? And maybe love the people, okay, if I dare say it, that maybe doing some things you don't approve of.
That's where you have to honor and respect everyone. We may not agree with what somebody may not agree with what I'm saying right now, but still honor and respect my opinions. I may not agree with what the president does, but there is an honor and respect that is in universal laws. But there's also a universal law that says, please yourself.
Uh-huh.
So by me taking this sabbatical, and I pleased myself to heal myself, to take care of myself, but yet the world was still moving around me no matter what. So I couldn't stop from not hearing what was going on in different times, unless I had the computer off and the TV off, right? Excuse me. But the thing I've learned through this whole journey is that I can stand firm and say my point without stuffing everything down inside of me. And I'm a little emotional. Sorry, guys. I'm trying not to tear up right now.
Uh-huh.
But, and be who we are. And if somebody doesn't like it, I'm sorry. But I may not like your reactions and actions to things, but I will still honor and respect you. That's where I come from with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think you said it when you started, you know, mm-hmm. The honoring and respecting starts from honoring and respecting ourselves. And when we don't honor and respect ourselves, when we're not able or don't have the ability, you know, mm-hmm. because of our past lives and our past wounds, we just don't have the ability to honor and respect ourselves, you know, and we hope and pray that somewhere along the way in this journey, mm-hmm. we pick up a few insights, right?
Right.
And that's what you got. Oh, you got an insight.
I got a big insight. A big insight. And who would ever think of something from the year 500 that was causing a lot of this?
Mm-hmm.
That started this whole thing of stuffing feelings. And so as a radio host, as a teacher, as a medium, I felt it was my responsibility to come on the show today and tell people just a little bit about this journey, that I am not perfect, that I have to heal just as much as everybody else does. And I talked to a couple other radio hosts and different people, and they said, Bree, we can do what you're doing. I said, that's okay. But know that we are not perfect and that we're always going to have somebody that's going to be there to help you. You know, that's okay. They don't have to come out and do it. It's not their job. Maybe this was my job for the day. You never know, Pat, huh?
I don't know. You won't. And, you know, the only thing we could do is show up and be ourselves.
Right.
And whatever that means for us, and my mom used to say it better than anybody else, you got to show up, be yourself in the spirit of creating a better world.
Right. And co-creating
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only way.
Well, thank you for doing this, Bree. I think this is really the time for authenticity.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Be your true authentic self no matter what. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're at, what kind of work you do. Just be stay in your truth. Stand in your own power. Don't let anybody try to drag you away from mm-hmm. who you are. And when you do that, you lose yourself. I never want to lose myself again by watching myself walk back to me. That's one big statement. I was losing myself. And I'll never let that happen again. And that is a vow. I will take that.
Oh, yeah.
Not well, to lose myself again. But it's a vow. We've talked about vows before, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Just, well, welcome home.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome home.
And thank you for doing this show with me. I really appreciate it. I just thought this was a powerful show that you needed to be involved in.
I appreciate it. And, you know, this is really a really great example of mutual respect and admiration. And, you know, we're here to do good things in the world. Sometimes we do them well, and sometimes we're just like everybody else. Sometimes I don't tie my shoelaces and I trip.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, we're at the end of our show. I'll see you guys all next week on the Silver Gaia Radio Show. Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.